We're live. Good. So I'm still the barrister, Stephen Barrett, and we are going to discuss the variety of problems that are currently afflicting our country. And it's deeply upsetting just how many there are. And I've never lived through a government like this. I mean, I'm old, I'm wrinkly, I'm ugly, I'm not of the beautiful youth. I've never lived through a government like this ever. And thank you to everybody who's saying hi, and thank you to all the love hearts. This is a really nice aspect of YouTube. I don't think we've ever seen a government like this. This is just absurd. This isn't. It doesn't matter whether it's Labour or Conservative or whatever tab it puts on it. Our government is just wrong. It's just wrong. I mean, they released a sex offender who was a migrant hotel migrant 3 days ago. They only got him back because a member of the public flagged that he had to come back. Right. Well, that is, I mean, this is catastrophic state failure, isn't it? This is not. So if you vote Labour or you like support Labour, you be like my friend Claire Fox. I've got many, many friends in Labour, loads of them. One of my close, my best, or my close, just a good friend, should have been an MP for Labour, but wasn't allowed to be selected because, you know, they have to have their uniparty nonsense. I said to my dad yesterday, you know, if Maurice Glassman, that's Lord Glassman, if he ran Labour, I'd be tempted to join them. So they call me a Tory. It's like, well, none of this matters when we have this significant problem, which is the complete inability to deal with how our nation actually is. And as far as I'm concerned, the entirety of today has been wasted trying to desperately, they do this. This is the new witch hunting. They try to desperately find a racist. They don't actually try and find a racist, do they? Because there are no racists. Or if there are racists, then I mean, goodness knows where they live upon these vast islands, but they don't live anywhere near any of us. And none of us are actually racist because that's a stupid. It is. Racism is a completely stupid proposition. Let's be absolutely clear. It doesn't make any sense. It's irrational. It's like hating people for wearing blue cardigans. It's just stupid. But they're desperate to find racists, even though there aren't any. And the entirety of today has been spent, as far as I'm concerned, by the liberal classes trying to find a racist amongst a reform MP. Well, but this is just a complete waste of time. Why are we even doing this? She's obviously not a racist. She's concerned about the underrepresentation of white faces in adverts, which every AI, whenever it's asked about it, simply says it's true. And I think we all know it's true. I mean, I'm not that fussed about what goes on in adverts. And Flav says it's pure distraction, which of course it is. Please click the like button to help the algorithm. Right. It's flagging out. This sounds like somebody who should be an admin. Hillary's told me all about this. There's all sorts of things. People who should be admins. Anyway, Sarah Pochin is a good woman. I don't know whether she is or not. And I don't really care. There's a complete brain dead moron called Tris Oborne. Can't remember his name. Who's the Labour MP for Chatham. And I get very emotional about him because he is not only stupid and thick and Labour, as they currently are, not as they perhaps once were, but as they currently are. But because I did my first ever case about abused children a long, many, many years ago, because I didn't specialize in that. That wasn't my speciality. I specialized in earning money. But I did my first case involving abused children in Chatham. So I just somehow weirdly feel, I just feel emotionally connected to Chatham and Rochester, and he's the MP for Chatham and Rochester. And this guy's a complete, you know, mouth-breathing moron. But, right. This is a... I'm still totally learning how to do all of this, and I don't feel I have a grip on any of it, but that's fine. I've got my moderator in Flav, and we're not doing too bad. What about the English Constitution? Well, I try and explain that. I should do more. But we did have a series of questions, and I should get on to those. The first one was from David. Says David, Labour's new deputy said, I quote, "My commitment to change the culture," in her speech, "has been playing in the media. Fabians don't mince their words. This is a warning, isn't it?" Well, it's sort of a warning. Do they think they plan their culture erasure of English, Irish, Scottish, Welsh? What do you think about what she said? I think that I don't fear a Fabian. So the Fabians are obviously a conspiracy. Since 1884. They've been the most obvious conspiracy in the room. They are just an incompetent conspiracy. And that's actually quite joyous. They're not really scared. No, Richard Kiss, I have not fixed the lampshade. I honestly, is this how you think I spend my weeks? But the Fabians have failure built into their system because they recruit on a non-merit basis. And if you recruit on a non-merit basis, you'll end up with a bunch of people who say they believe in you, but who are completely useless. And Labour, or modern Labour, not Lord Glassman, and not Claire Fox, not Kate Hoey, not my mate, who I'm not going to embarrass him by naming him. Lots of these people, they are not Fabians. Fabians are the mess of their own making. Are they anything like Masons? Well, I was asked that today, and I don't know much about Masons. But I have gone to a dinner at the Masonic Lodge, and I have got very drunk with them. And as far as I could tell, Masons seem to be people who want to do charitable work and get drunk. That's not trying to create a society. That, as far as I can tell, I don't see what that, like, I don't see Masons as having some great plan for society. Fabians say they will create paradise here on Earth. That's a bit of a difference. That's the nub for me. And I've never got drunk with Fabians. I've never been invited to a Fabian party. I've never been invited to a Fabian dinner. You know, the Fabians would never, they wouldn't have me in because I'm not of them. And that's why I think Fabians really are the people to focus on, not the Masons. But if the Masons go wrong and turn out to be wrong-uns, I'll be more than happy to condemn them. There's no reason. I owe them no allegiance. I owe no one any allegiance. So I, you know, if you follow me and are a follower of this channel, we will go wherever it takes. But there is a certain degree of sorting the conspiracy theory from the conspiracy fact. And at the moment, the Fabians are conspiracy fact. That I think is much more important. I don't know if King Charles is a Mason Gooders. Royalty has not shied away from Masons. Civil War, well, I'd like to avoid that if I can. I think we all would, wouldn't we? I mean, we just want good lives for us and our kids. I would argue that we have gotten ourselves into a position which is unnecessarily combative. I mean, did we really care about which party you were in before general elections? I mean, that's when it matters. This sectarianism and watching these attacks on... So I'm not Reform. I'm not from Reform. But these attacks on this Reform MP, this lady Reform MP, they just strike me as disgraceful. This is weak. This is pathetic. This is not the type of thing that gentlemen should be involved in. Harry says, is it time the UK had a codified constitution like the US? No. And I say this as a constitutionalist who deals with, so in his third edition, our greatest constitutionalist, who's dead now, was Alfred Dicey. And Dicey devoted an entire chapter by his third edition to why is it that America and Britain want to get to the same place, but their constitutions are completely different? And I spend a lot of time thinking about that. And the only thing I can eventually conclude is that by being opposite to each other, that's how we've both survived. And I think our constitution at the moment is weak and suffering, but America's is clearly not, and they will come to our aid. If America's constitution is ever weak and suffering, we should come to their aid. And that's how I think the relationship should be. I think it should be symbiotic. I wouldn't want to adopt the same plan they have. I'd want to get to the same place they want to get to, which is a free liberal democracy. Liberal, by the way, I mean, I'm going to stop using the word because it's just been so perverted. But it, in the old days, it meant something good. It doesn't mean anything good now, but you know. Any thoughts on a 100-year Labour streak in Wales ending? Yes, I think Labour are going to absolutely be destroyed in Wales. I actually think Wales will usher in, now this is my personal political prediction, but I strongly suspect what's going to happen in Wales will set the destiny of the United Kingdom. And I say that because I think that what will happen in Wales is that Reform will win. And then because of their dodgy voting system, Plaid and Labour will nonetheless form a government. And I think that will be such an obvious wrong that people will go, we can't have that. Come the British general election. We can't have that. We can't have that. And so to avoid Labour, Lib Dem, Greens, I mean, you know, the boob whisperer, forming a coalition against the people, I think Reform will get a stonking win at a general election. Because we don't like unfairness. And that, this is characteristic to who we are. And then we say, thank you very much, Aristotle or Plato, for donating. Thank you. And by the way, it's much easier to answer a question if it carries a donation, even if it's as low as 99p. It is really helpful because YouTube makes it stand out way more. But my strong suspicion is both that Reform will technically win in Wales and then there will be a coalition against them and our natural Britishness will go, hang on a second, that's not on, because it's not on. Just going to read some more comments. Yeah, I don't want to change our culture. I want our culture to stay as it is. Ben Habib's advance. I try to talk as little as I can about political parties. I probably shouldn't. Gooder says I'm a law student, so that's got my eye. I was taught about the separation of powers. Well, you shouldn't have been. And judiciary and parliament is running. Can you explain why you think this is bullshit? Because it's bullshit. Gooder's. It breaks my heart. It only came to my attention recently that the separation of powers is taught on something called a GCSE on citizenship. Right. It's still nonsense. We do not have three branches of the Constitution. No, 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 no. We have a king. We have the king's government who advise him. We have the House of Commons, we have the House of Lords, we have the judges, we have the independent press, we have the people. People are a huge part of the Constitution. We do not have this. Basically, a French guy called Montesquieu came over here, apparently. I mean, let's just assume he just got drunk. And then he went to America before it was America. And he advised them on our constitution. And he told them we had the separation of powers. So they created the separation of powers. They have the separation of powers on the advice of a Frenchman. I mean, he's dead now, so he can't sue me. But I'm pretty sure he's drunk. We don't have the separation of powers. That's obvious once you just look at the Attorney General. So we currently have Lord Hermer, who's pretty disgraceful. So he gets lots of attention. That's the Attorney General, law, and the courts, and the judges, advising the government. Okay, Stephen. Well, we still have separation of powers. Right. What about David Lammy's, the Lord Chancellor? Is he independent of government? No, David Lammy's in government. The minute you take a look at our constitution, you understand that we do not have the separation of powers. We never have. Where is the separation between the legislature, parliament, and the executive, government? Nowhere. Every single member of government is a member of the legislature. So we really do need to just... I actually think it's quite a good test of who's a wrong'un, is that you should ignore anybody who talks about the separation of powers. They're obviously a wrong'un. David is scared that reform won't win. Well, and I think things are just going to get really messy. How is your school holiday going? I'm enjoying time, Linda, with small person who is downstairs, currently watching WandaVision, because we're doing Marvel. But that's what we do. We watch telly together, and yeah. Gooders says, cheers, mate. Thank you. I don't know who's teaching you, Gooders. So one of the main problems is that who are these mouth breathers being paid, you know, 35 grand, 40 grand a year to teach constitutional law at universities? I really worry about these people. The person who taught me constitutional law, she personally is a Benite. Now, you may be, I don't know if you're young or old, but a Benite is somebody from the proper old left. I don't want to say far left, because I don't think that's fair to Tony Benn. I just say the proper old left. She's not a right winger, which is what I nominally am. And what happened to her was that in the late 90s, early noughties, my university, Oxford University, said to her, after she taught me constitutional law, oh, well, you're not a public lawyer, so you can't teach constitutional law anymore. Which is bonkers, absolutely bonkers. I mean, she's the best teacher. I mean, she's honestly the best teacher I've ever had. She didn't just teach me constant. She taught me tort law and trust law and contract law. And we used to have blazing rows. I mean, she taught me properly. You have to teach a child with argument. You have to. And the child has to argue back. That's how you learn. Anyway, that's how I learned constitutional law. And now constitutional law is entirely owned by these people who self-declare themselves as public lawyers. Public lawyers. Or human rights lawyers. And they don't let her teach constant. The worst thing about... She's grander now. A lot grander now. And she deserves her grandness. But one of the technical things that has struck me just struck me to the heart is that she just said to me, I don't teach constitutional law anymore. That's all she said. But the reason she doesn't teach constant is because they won't let her, because they say it's public law. And so good is, whoever's teaching you, I bet they will call themselves a public lawyer. And if they're wrong, if they're teaching you separation of powers, they are teaching you wrong. That is wrong. And this is what's going on behind the scenes. In the devil's in the detail. And in the detail, non-lawyers, the devil is having a whale of a time. Reality says, hi, Stephen, do you do direct access? I want the Leonardo case. I will be appealing. I am not currently regulated. I can be regulated. But I face such aggression from cancel culture. I mean, literally every Friday, there would be hundreds of complaints to my regulator about me. I'm very prominent on Twitter, and just all of the time there were complaints. So I didn't bother getting re-regulated. I might in a bit when I've healed a bit more. At the moment, I like YouTube because it's good and supportive, and people are kindly donating to me. You are heroes, all of you. That's very kind. That pays for the electricity, it pays to feed my child, pays to feed my dogs. And we don't live an extravagant life, so we're okay. I'm not claiming any, we're okay. But in the long run, I don't know whether I'll go back to the bar or not. While I'm not regulated, I can't take on legal work that is regulated because, I mean, for a start, they crucify me. But for a second, I'm a decent moral man. I don't observe laws for fear of being punished. I follow laws because to do so is morally good. I don't need the police to exist. I try my best to follow the laws as best I can. So I'm sorry about that, but you're the fourth person in the last 2 weeks to suggest that I should do more legal work. So maybe one day it will come back. Black Tie has donated money, which is entirely thank you. It does help. We don't live at a barrister's level now, but we are not in any danger. Thank goodness. I'll do you about YouTube monetization and super chats. Yes, Flav, please do that because I have no idea what I'm doing. No idea what I'm doing. Literally, I only do these because Maya Tusi's wife told me to. I have no idea what I'm doing. But I would like to, let's try and answer some more questions. Let's not just waffle about me. Can the British public force an early general election if we're fed up with Labour? Now, that is a very interesting question. Because, yes, of course, the British public can always force something through. Always. Never feel weak. Never feel powerless. How do we do it? It's not for law. I would actually be very upset if there was a case brought and some barrister talked to some judge in some room and the judge somehow decried the government. I don't like that. It just feels inherently messy, inherently wrong. Petition the king. And this is one of the things I'm currently thinking through an awful lot. We have a right since Magna Carta, but definitely since the Bill of Rights, to petition the king. The managerial class that govern us try and do this through online petitions. You will have all seen the green online petitions that our government is apparently ignoring. Write to the king. Write to him. Do it by hand. Doesn't have to be long. It's not very much I have to write. Dear Your Majesty, your government is an absolute disgrace. Please dissolve Parliament. If the king gets physical petition, if the king gets 100,000 physical petitions, that's going to have way more of an impact than the 2.9 million people who wrote an online petition against digital ID. So I really think we need to take back physical and political power of our country. Sheila says that she's in her 80s and she's never seen such chaos in the government. I know it's all falling apart. I still think that we will be British through this, Sheila. I still think we will get through by gritting our teeth, looking the other way. Let's be honest, lying, because we're really good at that, and actually sometimes it's necessary. And not being perfectionist, but getting rid of this government is, I think, a priority. Now, do I think King Charles would do it? I think he'd do it if he thought his own survival depended upon it. And he's the one who has the ability to do it. So I really would write to the king. Don't bother with online petitions. Don't bother with the green things. Write to the king. How do I mentally stimulate yourself? Well, I wake up and then I go to sleep. It's the same thing. Let's find some more legal questions. But it's all, so many people just want to hold this government to account. Of course they do. Could Trump, by Scottish ancestry, become UK PM? No, but we don't need ancestry, so he could just become UK PM. I also think he's very charming. I also think he's very funny. I think people, the anti-Trump people, sort of miss how charming and funny he is. Is it time our constitution was codified? No. Our constitution, you can put it in one place. There's a good argument for putting our constitution in one place, which would be called a book. But we don't need a codified constitution. You don't give more powers to lawyers. You keep powers with the people. If you actually want to be a good country, that's what you do. Oh, no. Are you going to answer our question from weeks ago, please, when you asked us? But no, because I can't see where your question is. No. People, this is the thing about YouTube is awful for trying to get access. So if you have to ask your question twice to get it answered, I'm afraid that's a YouTube thing. And the easiest way is to put stuff here, but even here, I can't really see them. If you tag me by name, which is, I don't know if Flav does that automatically, but that becomes much easier to see. And it is sad to say, but true. If you just donate like 90 pence or something, then it becomes so obvious that you've asked me a question. Otherwise, it's just very hard to see. So I'm sad to see in the notes that people are upset that I've not answered their question. They didn't. The mistake I would say is just repeat it. Because if I come across a post saying that you didn't answer my question, that upsets me. And I will do my best to rectify the problem. But if you don't repeat it, how can I rectify the problem? I can't. So we're just now both sad. Please listen to explain Article 16 of the ECHR. Even I don't know what Article 16 is. Don't know about that. It doesn't come up regularly. I'm not sure it's that important. I can have a look later. Let's see if there's any questions going on here. Substack, yes. My Substack is a delightful corner of the internet where happy people live and stay. Oh, UK Spawn has learned to tag me in. It really just makes it visually easier to see. Has Foreign Enlistment Act 1870 been broken? We have a Foreign Enlistment Act 1870. Are you sure we have this? Are you sure we do? Okay, let's have a look for the Foreign Enlistment Act. Google. We seem to. Latest version. Short Act. This Act may be cited as the blah blah. The Act shall extend to all dominions of emergency, blah blah blah. Commandments of the Act deleted. Penalty. This is a forest state. If any person about the listens, Accepts or agrees to accepting commission or engagement rights. This seems to be a law against serving in foreign armies. I'm not sure what the point of that question was. If anybody's interested, my dad just got home safe from having seen us all today. Just so you know. Human rights implications for forcing ID cards by coercion without a clear mandate. Just don't rely on human rights to protect you. They're obviously not going to. We have to protect ourselves from digital ID. There's an argument that Article 8 protects us. Jeff Taylor's just been incredibly generous. Okay, Jeff wants me to look at Article 16. Okay, fine. Let's have a look at Article 16. Let's have a look at Article 16. This is fun. This is live law. Does everybody remember the Simpsons episode where Homer becomes a cartoon character and he just says, will it go out live? And they say, well, Homer, very few cartoons are broadcast live because they're a terrible strain on the animator's wrists, which is classic Simpsons wit. But live law, there are very few people who can do live law. Right, Article 16, restrictions on political activity of aliens. Nothing in Articles 10, 11, and 14, right, should be regarded as a high contributing party from imposing restrictions on the political activity of aliens. There is no restriction on the political activity of aliens. Don't understand why I'm looking at this. Anyway, Doc 29th, forcing us onto carbon credit system. That's, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, that's Article 16. There's nothing else I can say about it, really. Aliens just means people who don't have citizenship or residency in your country. Carbon credit system. I worry that we're being forced into a carbon credit system by digital ID, and we must all oppose digital ID. Without question. UK Spawn says, you say you don't understand the point. Well, honestly, if I say I don't understand, I'm being honest. I don't lie. UK forces are serving and helping Israel. We're at peace with Palestine. Palestine doesn't exist. And I don't think UK forces are assisting Israel. Israel is at peace. There's peace in the Middle East. And I look forward to peace in the Middle East. And I look forward an awful lot to something called the Abraham Accords, which I think is going to make an awful lot of people an awful lot of money. And I am if you ever consider me culturally, I am a first century Roman. And I believe that peace and trade go together, hand in hand. I would really like to see, does everybody know Dubai? So Dubai is not rich because of oil. Dubai was lucky because of oil. But then Dubai had the incredible good governance to have what's called the Dubai International Finance Center, the DIFC, Dubai International Finance Center. I'm qualified there. And what the DIFC does is allow English commercial law to operate in Dubai, which is very, very clever. And very, very good. It's allowed Dubai to succeed economically because companies can come to Dubai and they don't worry about local judges. They don't worry about any other issues about the law. They're like, oh, it'll be English commercial law. Oh, that's fine. That's fine then. That's absolutely fine. We've got one in the UAE. We've got one in Kazakhstan. We've got one in Saudi that's going live. This should be for our little country, and if we want to help peace in the Middle East, and particularly if we want to help Palestine thrive, we should have an international finance center in Palestine where English commercial law applies. And that would allow Palestine to attract economic investors to thrive commercially, And this would be utterly good for everybody in the region. I mean, Israel doesn't want a finance center, and that's fine. But we should, I believe in the Abraham Accords, and we should be spreading trade and peace throughout that region. It's got nothing to do. I'm not a revolutionary socialist. No, I'm definitely not. Thank you for noticing it. We should have safe streets. Digital ID breaches human rights. Nobody is mentioning this idea that lawyers will protect you is, I think, a flaw. I don't think lawyers will protect you. I think we protect us. I don't see us as the great saviors. You know, that's what Keir Starmer would tell you he is. What about returning to common law, says Jade? Well, I think it's not necessarily a bad idea, because what the common law did was not say to judges, here are some vague principles which you can interpret however you want, and then you'll be some sort of messianic savior. They said, here are some rules, and you have to apply them, and then you have to apply them again. And the consistent application of rules is what the common law is. And the consistent application of rules led to a much better, happier society. Jade, when they brought in the Human Rights Act, they effectively disbanded common law and said, this will apply now. And I just think that was a real loss. So, yeah, bring back the common law. Although, let's not over-empower judges. That doesn't seem helpful, particularly, to me. What's going on in all this chat? I believe you've misread the point of Article 16. I read Article 16. A power of an affidavit. Okay, John. I mean, we don't really use that language anymore since 2002 and the Wolf reforms. We saw witness statements, but witness statements are valid law. Excuse me, repeating the question: indoctrinated from birth. Well, I've not been indoctrinated from birth. Power of an affidavit. Don't understand. Future of law firms in the judiciary is AI. I don't think so. Oh, this is much easier. Roy has come in with, will Starmer impose digital ID with Nomado? Roy, that is a really important and interesting question. I think the other really important and interesting question is, what happens if he does? What happens to his party if he does? Because we don't want digital ID. I see no groundswell of support for this at all. I get bombarded by people who, like me, don't want digital ID. I don't want digital ID. It can go boil its ugly, ugly head. So if Starmer brings it in, what happens then? And what happens afterwards? Well, the beautiful thing about our country and the most important thing about our constitution is that anything done can be undone. We contain the fires of Mount Doom. It can both forge the One Ring and destroy the One Ring. So if he brings in digital ID against all of our will, the next government can get rid of it. We had paper ID for the war. And actually, I would argue that that was perfectly fine for the war, but the coalition government promised to get rid of it at the end of the war and didn't, because Churchill lost. And so Churchill got back in basically on the promise to just get rid of the ID card. And I think that future, if Starmer brings in digital ID, I would look to a future government to get in on the basis of getting rid of it. So I don't think it's particularly relevant. Right. Where am I looking for questions? Any updates on the China spy case? No. Other than the fact that it is increasingly clear that the government collapsed the case. So it's really unavoidable now. I made my YouTube video. It was pretty unavoidable then. I don't know why or how they strung out the idea that they didn't collapse the China spy case, but they obviously did. This is a massive scandal, and I'm sort of waiting for the day when we get retribution about these. But well done for at least flagging that up so that I can see it. The first woman ever to be head of security at the Louvre. That better not be true. But the Louvre, you all know. Can anything still be done to hold on to Che Gosh? Yes, we can change government. We can collapse the government. And if all else fails, we can get a new government in and declare the entire process unlawful, which I think it is. At which point we will fight the great might of the Mauritian Navy, which is one small patrol vessel, which I strongly suspect we should deal with in 12 hours. So there are lawful and more physical. Von Clausewitz always called war merely an extension of diplomacy. So I think there is law, then there is diplomacy, then there is the muscular stuff. And of course, we can always get our Chagos Islands back. Good. Wheels is petitioning the king, which is great. Somebody's just saying hi, which is lovely. Persons in prison, want of the Privy Council. Honestly, don't dig around in stuff that's really old. There's already an AI law firm. Yeah, it'll be rubbish. Homestead in rural France, really lol. I don't know what we're doing. Is civil war a road we're now unescapably on? Is civil war a road we're now unescapably on? No. No. And I don't believe that this country skips merrily towards civil war, ever has or ever will. And I think we've still got plenty of options. Just now getting bombarded with too many questions. Fabian identifier app thought would be a good idea. How would the law fight against this government when it's literally stopped from being fought? Clive has the sense to tag me. Can anything be done about this government stopping local elections? Well, I need to take a look at the act. But as a starting principle, Parliament can do anything it wants, and local elections are not inherently necessary. So if Parliament decided that we wouldn't even have local councils, let alone the Scottish Parliament and the Senate, that's within Parliament's gift. So I'll be surprised to see that the relevant act drafted in a way that limits their ability to control elections. But I think, again, we need to move beyond legal control and start to think about what is and isn't morally right, and therefore what do we or don't we support. And I, for one, will be very disappointed if the government cancels local elections, particularly in Essex, where they've been denied local elections. They very clearly want to vote a certain way. And if it's done on the basis of, oh dear, that's awful, they'd vote the wrong way. Well, that's clearly morally wrong, isn't it? It doesn't need to be legally wrong, as far as I'm concerned. It's just morally wrong. And clearly, to my mind, local elections in Essex must go ahead. If they don't, I don't think a court case is going to help things. I mean, I think when non-lawyers talk about court cases, they see something more dramatic than I see. I mean, I've been involved in hearings in the administrative court, in the Royal Courts of Justice. I think it sounds more sexy and glamorous than it actually is. Why should one judge get to decide whether that's right or wrong? I think if we don't have local elections in Essex, then we should all have a voice in that. And I will certainly publicly be saying this is absolutely outrageous. Because I think it's absolutely outrageous. And I think we've just been misled about the importance of law, largely because my fellow lawyers like to pretend that they're terribly important when they aren't necessarily that important. Can anything be done by the government stopping local elections? I've done that one. People who tag me just makes it easier, so much easier. Homestead and Royal France, I hope you're right. Well, that's good. I think most people don't care whether it's morally wrong. If we can get away with it, they'll do it. Nicholas, is that how we want to be as a society? And I think we just have to get up to this. Would you like 100k subscribers for Xmas or just a £10 book token? Well, Linda, I'll take the £10 book token if you're offering, but I would not mind 100k subscribers before Christmas. I've got a book all planned out. I've written half of it. I need to get it. I've got an agent and I need to get that done. That needs to happen more quickly than anything else. But I also need to produce more YouTube content, which I will do. And I need to produce more content generally. Looking for stuff. Ah, it would be morally wrong to cancel elections. Are Labour moral? No. No, they're not. But I think we should drag them back towards morality. What's my shampoo and conditioner? I think Tresemme? I don't know. I often steal my child's because that's what dads do. Steve Barrett, how can we get the Prime Minister to do a referendum about digital ID? We just make more noise. More noise. Always more noise. Don't feel disaffected. The irony is that people 40 years ago had much fewer powers than we have to have their voice heard. You know, you can do this and you can reach me. There's Twitter. There's politicians, by the way, take Facebook more seriously than anything else. So get on Facebook, form Facebook groups, form local Facebook groups, so that they think that everybody is connected to the local area. Stephen, would you offer to chair the rape gang inquiry? Yes, and I think I have done. I would be more than happy to do so, and I'd give up all media to do it because it's more important than anything else. I don't believe that this Labour government would ever ask me, but that doesn't mean I shouldn't offer. Woody's genuinely at work. Shout out to Woody. Everybody, be nice to Woody, because Woody's at work. About Ireland spoiling their vote. I noticed there were lots of spoiled votes at the Irish ballot, but then the Irish election or presidential election was very managed. It's not really for me to say whether how other countries deal with stuff, but I noticed the Irish stuff, Tony. Get a grip of the government, hold them to account. Yes, be active. Can we stop first cousin marriages? Yes, I thought they were actually illegal. I thought they were unlawful. I'm not sure when or how anyway, but yes, we shouldn't have children. That's not fair to people. Bush waited for Congress to retire for the season, returning with two other congressmen to the chamber alone and the deal. No, hello. Oh, this is just so specifically American that I just have no idea. The best shampoo is L'Oreal. I'll bear that in mind. Why did Blair start a war? Well, he just did as he was told. the people are antagonizing people. Where am I? Where is my Hillary? Have no voice. You do have a voice. You do have a voice. I feel really emotional about this. It's so important that you don't give up. It's just so important that you just don't give up. You have a voice. Okay? We all do. And they have to listen to us. So please don't give up. Any advice to someone considering the conversion course, BCP? Well, I was thinking it's probably BPP. Yes, no, alternatives. Well, conversion course is fine. Jonathan Sumption did a conversion course. If you want to be a good lawyer, you carry on reading law afterwards. Half the stuff I consider myself learned in, I've taught myself. I don't have a swimming certificate for it. King's Most Excellent Majesty's buy and advice consensus of the laws, blah blah blah. Yes, absolutely. Treason. Well, I've got on my Substack, I've got a video on treason. I just did. Stay positive, says good as. Our foes, the French, it's true. And I want everybody to know I'm raising my child to know this, that war against France is inevitably good. Good. I think we've had a nice live stream. I don't see any specific questions coming forth. Although Nicholas Walker says there are. Our laws against racism and enforcement against white people. Yes, they are, but the authorities, Nicholas, are not behaving properly. We will get back to a better country the minute we have consistently applied laws. What power is supporting that statement of don't give up? Me and you and all of us. Don't give up. Don't give up. We're not children. We're grown-ups, all right? That's what we'll do. We will fix our country by fighting and trying. That's the only way that the generations before us only ever won, by fighting and trying. And you know how they lost? The generations that lost before us, how they lost? They lost by giving up. So let's not give up, okay? It's that simple. Ultimately, you know, if you're a good person, you've got me on your side. I'll work out all the law for you. It's not that complicated. We will get there. Thank you very much for this live stream. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you to Flav in particular for moderating it, which I really appreciate. God bless you all.